Well, Jared, we've talked about this a couple of times throughout the course of our ball game here today at halftime and at the end of the third quarter, kind of how things were evolving. And for the Lady Comets initially, Sydney Rule had a hot hand. She hit those three threes in the first quarter. But then, you know, chemistry and bringing people in and out kind of saw her scoring taper off, 14 total. But we both agree that Brooke Wallace today, her 13 points, it was a very blue-collar effort because there was always a royal draped all over her. And I think Brooke Wallace is deserving of our Lorain County Community College Player of the Game Award, don't you?
Sure thing. A hard hat, lunch bucket type effort out of Brooke Wallace. All game long, really, as you mentioned, the defense kind of collapsed on her most possessions down the floor. She did a lot of the dirty work, too, as far as cleaning up second chance opportunities, pulling down a few offensive rebounds that were genuinely hard fought for throughout the course of the game. So my vote would go to Brooke Wallace, and I think yours was too. Not to take anything away from any other Lady Comet out here today who all turned in an impressive effort and a nice all-around shooting afternoon for many of them, but Brooke Wallace's work inside really set the tone and pretty much told Lake Ridge that there wasn't going to be an opportunity for them to come back in the second half of play.
Yeah, she was very physical. Coach Medvets for Lake Ridge, she talked about this in the pregame, that they needed to really stop her. And Lake Ridge tried. Everywhere she went, she was the one Comet that found the going tough. And let's not forget her rebounding here this afternoon, too. She was dominant on the boards. Nobody was trying to step in front of her or box her out. She pretty much, when she stepped into the paint, she towered head and shoulders above everybody else, I think.